WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Republicans opposed the Trump. Delta back online. I'm Elliot Francis. 50 former GOP officials who worked in national security have signed an open letter expressing their opposition to Donald Trump's candidacy. More from correspondent Dana Bash.
Some high-profile officials, like former CIA Director Michael Hayden and former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, have expressed concerns about Trump before. But nothing like this forum. 50 like-minded foreign policy experts, many of them non-politicians, coming together to say they're not wild about Hillary Clinton, but warning Trump in control of the nuclear arsenal makes them alarmed. Quote, we are convinced that in the Oval Office, he would be the most reckless president in American history.
Expect chaos. That's the word after cancellations and delays at Delta Airlines caused by a crippled computer system or spilling into a second day. Although the system is back up, Delta said it expects to call off more than 100 flights today. I'm Elliot Francis. At the Summer Olympics, more medals for Team USA as Lily King wins gold in the women's 100-meter breaststroke. Westwood One Sports gives the post-victory call.
Lily King, it's an Olympic record time, 104.93. Shaves off 27 hundredths off of her personal best. And Katie Miley at 105.69. She will take bronze. And it's a 1-3 finish for the Americans. Lily King, the 19-year-old from Indiana, to the top of the podium. She takes gold back to the Hoosier State.
Meanwhile, Michael Phelps qualified for the 200-meter butterfly final, and swimmer Ryan Murphy wins gold, setting a record in the 100-meter backstroke. The mayor of Fairfax, Virginia, is resigning after his post after being arrested last week in a sting operation. Investigators say Scott Silverthorne was using a dating website to set up sexual encounters with other men. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Surge 7 of Metro's SafeTrack program begins this morning, and you'll notice it if you're a Red Line commuter. From now through the 18th, Red Line trains will single track between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. And this weekend, the Red Line will be shut down entirely between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. Metro's advising Red Line commuters to find other options for the next few days. Trains are likely to be crowded, they say, especially at peak times. Well, one Northern Virginia congressman is trying to sell Hillary Clinton to the D.C. area using an issue he knows will resonate.
Imagine waking up and not seeing an alert telling you there are Metro delays, says Virginia Congressman Don Beyer.
For D.C.'s Metro system, Hillary's infrastructure investment could mean better maintenance, including the 600 jumper cables that keep our tracks running smoothly.
Beyer says Clinton is pledging record investments in infrastructure.
Hillary's making the boldest investments since Eisenhower built the interstate highway system.
The promises come as Metro starts up SafeTrack Surge 7 on the Red Line this morning between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. And the Federal Transit Administration's also out with a new report that has some very sharp criticisms of Metro's safety practices. In Arlington, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's a turf war of a different kind in Fairfax County and an ongoing disagreement over how often the grass along state highways should be cut. VDOT crews are out cutting the grass along streets and highways right now. Fairfax County Supervisor John Cook says it needs to happen more often.
It's really sort of the good neighbor concept of, you know, in our neighborhoods, we all, you know, ask our neighbors to keep their lawns in decent shape.
Cook says VDOT used to cut the grass more often. VDOT's Jenny McCord acknowledges that, but says they do work to keep the line of vision clear for drivers.
There's a sight distance issue, particularly in a median area. There would be additional trimming beyond that.
Fairfax County leaders are urging VDOT to cut the grass six times a year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,529, the Nasdaq at 52,13. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They host Cleveland tonight. The O's fall to Oakland. In Rio, the U.S. now has 5 gold medals, 19 overall. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings in the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overnight road work. Looks like everything's just about clearing here on the Beltway Silver Spring. But keep alert if you're heading from 270 and over to College Park on that inner loop side. Right as you pass Colesville Road, that's where the crews are wrapping everything up there. No delay, so you're coming up on it at speed. 50, the John Hanson Highway as you go outbound. Eastbound 50 past 704. Stay to the right. Get by the crews there. On the Virginia Beltway, approaching Springfield on the outer loop near Gallows Road. Looks like crews are picking up the last of the cones as well. Again, no delay coming up on this at speed. For 95, 395, fantastic start here. Good and quiet across the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see clouds increase through this morning, this afternoon. About 83, not bad. A stray shower storm by this evening. And then maybe around a showers and thunder showers overnight tonight, 76. Cloudy, hot, humid tomorrow. 93 will feel hotter with a heat index well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Haymarket, 63 in Silver Spring, 70 degrees in Washington. Delta Airlines computer woes lead to a second day of delays and cancellations. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We got a great show for you lined up. Get you all the information you need to start your day and go out there and carpe the diem. Coming up 6:35, a scathing federal report on Metro. Dr. Gridlock, Robert Thompson from the Washington Post will join us at 6:35. At 7:05 this morning, we're going to be talking about a new possible entry to the presidential race. Who is this guy, and can he actually have some success this late in the game? We'll talk to McKay Coppins from BuzzFeed. 7:15, we'll check in with Steve Kastenbaum, our man in Rio. And then at 8:35, he's a Trump economic advisor. You know him as Larry Kudlow. He'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I am going to cut regulations massively.
Donald Trump yesterday in Detroit, Michigan, delivering a very important economic speech before the Detroit Economic Club. By the way, you know, when I think major economics reform and the greatest minds of capitalism and the American economy gathering in one place, I always think of Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit.
Yeah.
I think of sharp financial people. I think Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan.
It just comes to mind every time.
Hillary Clinton will be giving her speech on Thursday. This is a pilgrimage that all presidential candidates make every 4 years, and it really was quite a speech yesterday with a lot of information and a lot of data and a lot of specifics. People have always been saying, Donald Trump, not specific. He was darn specific about stuff yesterday. Brian and I are going to break down a lot of the details in a moment and talk about this speech that was interrupted, by the way, 17 times. By protesters. Yeah. More on that in a moment, too. But yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, I had Steve Moore, an economist with the Heritage Foundation and actually an advisor to Donald Trump on this very speech and these policies. I want you to hear that interview. I started out by saying to Steve Moore, well, that speech was very pro-growth, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pro-growth, and I think it was a game changer. Let's face it, you know, Trump has had a terrible last week where he dropped 6 or 7 points in the polls, and we wanted him to get back on the message of the economy and jobs because that's where he trounces Hillary. And, you know, I was there in the convention center today in Detroit where he gave the speech, and, you know, there was a lot of electricity there. I was amazed, and people were really pumped up by the speech. There were, I don't know if you were watching, Larry, but there were probably 13 or 14 incidents.
Yeah.
Of hecklers, you know, shouting stuff out. And, you know, he handled this. He was very cool and calm and collected.
Yeah.
About it. You know, he didn't say, you know, get rid of it. And I was just impressed. I think he's finally, you know, showing a little bit self-restraint. And in terms of the the policies themselves. I mean, my God, he wants the biggest, if you're a conservative, I mean, he wants the biggest tax cuts since Ronald Reagan. He wants that pro-America energy policy, put our coal miners and oil and gas people back to work, and you know, talked a lot about regulation, and it was very well received in that room.
All right.
I think people were like, wow, this is a race again.
Well, listen, compared to the Hillary Clinton economic plan, which apparently we're going to hear detailed this Thursday, but we already know plenty about it. She talked about it at her convention speech. It is a hell of an improvement. However, Steve Moore, I was praising the Trump tax plan during the primaries. So I got to ask you, what happened to Trump's tax plan in the primaries where the top bracket was 25%? Now, and there were only two brackets. Now you've raised it to three brackets, 12, 25 and 33, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's
and you've moved that top bracket up from 25. Why'd you do that?
Well, because, you know, Hillary was hitting us over the head over, you know, the idea that it was a $10 trillion tax cut. So we had to find a way to trim it back.
Why? And, Why? Just because Hillary says something, you don't need to react to that. She's going to say the same thing again.
Yeah, Larry, I want rates as low as possible. I want them even lower than you do, I'll bet. But, you know, we have to have a tax plan that's realistic. And the original plan would have cut revenues almost in half. This plan, you know, it's very manageable. That we believe that the, you know, deficit cost of this will be much, much smaller. But we've cut the cost by about two-thirds or three-quarters. So now it's, you know, when you hear Hillary say this is a $10 trillion revenue loss, now we can all say, Hillary, you're lying, because that's not what the plan is. But, you know, the most important part of the plan, Larry, and you know, 33% top rate is still a lot lower than the 40% we have now and the 45% Hillary wants. But the most important part of the plan that got the biggest applause line by far was that, and it's the really heart of the plan, is 15% tax on every small business and every big business in America. So we're going to provide the biggest tax cut for businesses, you know, in 30 years, and this is going to bring a lot of those jobs and a lot of those businesses right back to the USA.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't keep going with a corporate tax that's the highest in the world. And so, you know, people love that because it applies not just to the big corporations like General Electric, but it's going to apply to every Korean grocer or every, you know, small business startup in Silicon Valley.
Well,
and that's that. You get jobs from businesses,
yep,
right? I know
listen.
Hillary can't connect those dots, but you have to have healthy businesses to have jobs, and this is going to go a long way towards doing that.
Oh, I know. It was amazing at her convention speech where she said she was going to, you know, do the biggest job creation investment, which of course means a spending program. In our history, she still thinks that federal spending is what gets jobs in America. So I love that part of it. I hope now, and since you have the ear of some people in the Trump campaign, I hope they start rolling out real people, real Americans who can benefit from this corporate tax cut, because
yep.
it's going to sound
yep.
like it's just for GE, and you just laid it out here. But we need faces to this policy. They need to show the small business owner.
You know, you're exactly right. And you know, by the way, it wasn't just. It's not just the tax burden that's a tough thing for businesses. It is the regulatory stranglehold. And that is something, and one of the things you're going to like, Larry, a lot, because I listen to your show every morning, you guys talk about this all the time. You know, we've got these executive orders, these illegal executive orders that Obama, and there's dozens and dozens of them, and they all affect the economy. And, you know, one of the things Donald Trump said in the speech today is, look, we're going to put 40 or 50 of these executive orders on his desk the first day he comes into office. Rescinded, 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 you know, and this is what Ronald Reagan did when he came in and took charge from Jimmy Carter. First hour in office, you know, he repealed all of these executive actions that Carter had put into place, including that he deregulated the oil and gas markets, and boy, did that cause a boom. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do within the first 100 days and even the first day in office that can really get this economy moving.
One last question, Steve Moore. Are you aware of, or can you tell us, did this tax plan, before it was announced today in Detroit, did they run this by the leadership in the House or the Senate just to sort of get a, you know, I'd hate for you know what the media is going to do. They're going to ask Paul Ryan. They're going to ask Mitch McConnell, are you in favor of this? And if they're not, then what have we got? I would love there to be a united front here so we can say, you betcha, President Trump will have this fast-tracked and it'll get done.
Well, I think that's one of the cool things about this plan is, and by the way, this wasn't intentional, but, you know, I've been working on this plan for about a month with Larry Kudlow and others. I know you have Larry on your show regularly. And, you know, we came up with this plan, and it turned out that it was about 80% overlap with where the house was, you know. So we did talk to Paul Ryan and said, we're really close to you. And
right.
He was ecstatic about that. So now we've got some unity, right? We've got everybody in the Republican Party agreeing on a tax plan that's pro-business, pro-jobs, pro-worker.
Excellent. Steve Moore. Heritage Foundation, Steve Moore, thanks for joining us on that. And I sure hope that that's, again, another great message that needs to be put out there, that the Speaker's on board, McConnell's on board, no more gridlock. You want a tax cut, this is a tax cut that'll actually get done. Steve Moore, Trump advisor, thanks for joining us.
He's got, I don't know, a dozen or so economic advisors he just named, hedge fund guys, billionaire guys, six guys named Steve.
And I guess Steve Moore is one of those Steves,
yeah,
I think.
I guess that's right. So we'll give you some more highlights here in just a moment. Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 good between Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Beltway nice and quiet. Looks like everything wrapped up now. Beltway in the Silver Spring area, each loop near College Park. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, and George Washington Parkway. Nice and quiet. U.S. Park Police, they're not working anything. And let's get you in from the west. Here are early birds loving it on 66. The Greenway and the Toll Road. And heading into town, quiet over our bridges. Key Bridge looks good over the 14th Street Bridge and the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, a mix of clouds and sun today. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible today. A high of 83. Tonight, a 40% chance of rain or thunderstorms and a low of 76. Tomorrow, warm and humid, 93. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance of rain. Thursday in the low 90s, Friday in the mid 90s, Saturday and Sunday in the low to mid 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 70 degrees. It's now 5:17 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Well, you just heard Steve Moore talk about this and how he and Larry Kudlow and others helped Donald Trump come up with an economic plan that was discussed at length yesterday at the Detroit Economic Club. Thought we'd give you a little bit of the details so you'll know a little bit more about what is in that proposal. Here's the, I think, the most important thing for most Americans is what tax bracket would I fall into? Right now, you know, there are seven tax brackets that we all operate under. The upper limit is almost 40%. Can you imagine for every $10 that you earn, you got to give four of them to the government? Well, that's what some people face in this country right now. The highest tax rate is 39.6%. Under the Donald Trump plan, there would be only three tax breaks, tax brackets rather, 12%, 25%, and for upper income earners, 33%. And that would be a dramatic improvement, I think, for a lot of people. A lot of people would not have to pay taxes. People who are currently in the 15% bracket would come down to the 12% bracket. So it helps those on the lower income. It also helps those on the upper income. So three brackets, 12, 25, and 33. Child care cost would be deductible under the Trump plan. They would have lower corporate tax rate. This is big stuff right here. They would lower the corporate tax rate under the Trump plan from 35 to 15%. From 35 to 15%. And that would be a huge boon to industry and to corporations and could generate a whole lot of economic activity. That would be an amazing jolt for our economy if corporations could get that kind of a tax break and take that money and instead of paying it to the government, reinvest it and provide jobs. That would be amazing. There's also another thing that could help big corporations. And by the way, when you help big corporations, you help generate jobs. Something called a 10% repatriation fee. And what this basically is that a lot of big multinational corporations have a lot of money out of the country. And for them to bring it into the country, they had to pay an exorbitant tax. tax on it. So if you only had to pay a 10% tax to bring that money into the country, a lot of people, a lot of corporations would do that, and that would bring a lot of money into the federal coffers. So that would be a huge thing. And I love this idea, something that has been talked about time and time again, the elimination of the death tax, one of the most unfair taxes that I think you can place on many Americans, especially when you have people, let's say, like in the Midwest, farmers who are land rich but cash poor. And so the patriarch of the family dies, and all of a sudden you have this huge tax burden that's due because you own a lot of land, but you may not actually have a lot of cash. And so family farms get broken up, etc. That's one of the reasons why people say we should do away with the death tax, but besides the fact that you were taxing people, you know, twice or sometimes three times for their money. So those are the basic tenets of the Trump tax plan as it's laid out. There's not a thing in here that I find objectionable. I find a lot of this really good, Reagan-esque kind of stuff. And I like the things that have been laid out so far by Steve Hayes and Larry Kudlow and others.
Steve Moore, yeah.
Steve's our Steve.
We get our Steves. Listen, he's got a lot of Steves.
There's a lot of Steves here, that's right.
Yeah. Although Steve Hayes, let's just be clear, is not working for Donald Trump in any way whatsoever.
I
think it's good. I think it was better before this change. You heard me challenge Steve Moore on that. He used to have two tax brackets, his tax plan, 25 and 15, I believe it was, or 25 and 12. The Reagan tax cut of 1986 was 28 and 15.
Right.
Very clean, very easy.
Yeah.
This is three tax brackets, and he's raised that top tax bracket from 25 to 33. I asked Steve Moore, why'd you do that? And he said, well, because Hillary Clinton was criticizing it. I'm sorry, that's not the right response. And he also said, well, you know, this is not going to blow out our deficits the way the other plan was going to. Again, not the right response. Listen, everyone said that the Reagan tax cut was going to blow out our deficits.
It didn't.
Revenues actually grew from $500 billion to $1 trillion by the end of the 1980s, thanks to the Reagan tax cuts. Now, we did have deficits, but it's because Tip O'Neill's Congress kept spending money. And after Tip O'Neill, Jim Wright's Congress kept spending money. If you actually get spending under control and have lower tax rates, you can raise a heck of a lot of money and we won't have deficits. And that is the classic supply side answer. I also don't necessarily like the fact that it picks and chooses winners and losers. You know, why should working parents who put their kids in daycare get a tax break when stay-at-home parents who actually raise their own children instead of giving it to professionals or semi-professionals to do the job get a tax break? I don't like that, but guess what? There's a whole lot that I don't like about the various choices we have for president that we've been saying for many months now. It's a binary choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's plans. Compared to what Hillary Clinton wants to do, it's a great plan, absolutely. And reducing down to three tax brackets is certainly a start. I would have preferred the two brackets.
All right. We'll talk about this more with Larry Kudlow at 8:35 this morning. It's now 5:22.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Hey, listen, you need to make sure that your home and your business are secure, especially, you know, this time of year at your home when you're taking these last-minute trips. And I've got a company that will help you do that, Ackerman Security. Listen, for just $19.95 per month, Ackerman can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time. And if you really want to be in the know, you can get remote access to view screenshots, video clips, or be alerted when people enter or exit your home or business with Ackerman's Total Connect service. That's just a few dollars more. You can also adjust lights and locks and thermostats through your smartphone or tablet. It's very high tech and it's all very secure. Listen, you just can't say enough good about Ackerman. Their security is what they do, and they do it better than anyone else. Great customer service, certified monitoring. Ackerman makes sure that you are always safe and protected. So make the switch and save. Call Ackerman at 888-999-1070 or mention WMAL and get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free when you make that call. 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go around the Beltway, Virginia. On the outer loop stretch as you leave 66 and over toward 95, the overnight work crew's done completely. I'm not seeing anybody left there, any lanes blocked, and no delay. That's important for everyone. On the inner loop of the Maryland Beltway, you come up to Colesville Road. They had the work zone there, but now I'm hearing that there was a stalled car along the left side. So everyone, please, if you're coming out of Bethesda toward College Park, we don't want that to be a crash. Inner loop near Colesville Road for the stalled car along the left side. So keep alert. 95 is coming south between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Looks good. And we're surging again. We had one day break yesterday, but safe surge track number 7 begins today. And it goes through August the 18th, continuously single tracking between Shady Grove and the Twin Brook stations. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Changes will include heat and humidity as we head through the next few days. Increasing clouds today. Maybe an isolated storm late, 83 into the 90s tomorrow. And more humid. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yesterday we learned that Susan Collins of Maine, senator from Maine, Republican, has decided that she cannot support Donald Trump. She pinned... Does anybody really pin an opinion column anymore?
She might. She could use a quill.
Yeah, she might. She had an opinion column in the Washington Post, and she basically decided that she couldn't do Donald Trump.
She can't vote for Donald Trump. She can't vote for Donald Trump.
She says that he uses bad judgment, et cetera. She goes on and on. The typical stuff you'd expect out of somebody like Susan Collins.
So, are you making fun of Susan's voice?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And so there's that. And then,
but did she say who she was going to vote for?
No, she didn't.
See, this is my problem with these people.
Yeah.
This is my biggest problem with these people. They tell us what they're against, but they can't tell us what they're going to be for. So that's not leadership.
Mm-hmm.
By making this public and by writing a column in the Washington Post, by proclaiming this, is she actually suggesting what other people should do? And if you're not, then just shut up.
Yeah.
Keep your vote to yourself and mind your own business.
Yeah. There's another story out there. Some 50 GOP officials are warning their former national security folks that Donald Trump would put the nation's security at risk. And Donald Trump answered back, the ones the American people should look to for answers on why the world is a mess are the people who are making these comments. So we thank them for coming forward so everybody knows who they are.
It's 528 on WMA.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your
front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-497-8530. 800-497-8530.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Coming up in just a moment, some critter news. In fact, some news you need to hear about regarding critters. And also, we'll give you a basic Olympics update. What happened while you were asleep? We'll give you all the details. It's now 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Starting this morning, Metro is single tracking on the red line between Shady Grove and Twin Brook as Surge 7 of the Safe Track Rehabilitation Program gets underway. The disruptions on the red line will last through the 18th, and this weekend the red line will be shut down completely between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. 50 foreign policy and national security experts are denouncing the Donald Trump candidacy, warning that Trump is too erratic and too dangerous to be president.
And Trump is punching right back at those 50 former national security officials, many from the George W. Bush administration, who wrote that scathing letter saying the GOP nominee fails the test of being commander-in-chief. The Trump campaign put out a statement from the candidate, and here's a portion of it. Quote, the names on this letter are the ones the American people should look to for answers on why the world is such a mess, and we thank them for coming forward so everyone in the country knows who deserves the blame for making the world such a dangerous place. They are nothing more than the failed Washington elite looking to hold on to their power, and it's time that they are held accountable for their actions.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Hillary Clinton is looking to score some Olympic points in political advertising with $13.5 million in campaign commercials running during the summer games. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is on the sidelines, in fact, has yet to air his first paid TV ad of the general election campaign. Team USA leads the medal count as we head into day four of the Olympics in Rio, and American women are leading the way.
Katie Ledecky leaves other women far behind her wake in the pool. The U.S. women's gymnastics team dominates over their competitors, but almost all of the Team USA women are shining here in Rio. Their basketball team is said to be the best ever to wear the USA jersey. Ledecky isn't the only female American swimmer winning medals. Dana Volner earned a silver and bronze, and it's amazing considering she's a relatively new mom. Imagine training for the Olympics while caring for a one-year-old. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio de Janeiro.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,529, the Nasdaq at 52,13. Sports, a night off for the Nats. Tonight, Max Scherzer gets the start as they take on the Indians. The Orioles lose to Oakland, and in Rio, the U.S. now has 5 gold medals, 19 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMA.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty quiet start. Virginia 95 northbound. Just starting to see some of the brake lights in Aquia again as you push between Dale City and Woodbridge. 395, though, still up at speed. Not seeing any slowdowns from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now be very careful. Beltway and Annandale, you're up at speed, but there's a broken down car. Help is on the scene now. You will see some flashing lights. Let's go on the outer loop right as you come up toward Braddock Road. They were in the express lanes with that broken down car, but everyone just a little bit of a distraction heading over toward Springfield to the Wilson Bridge. Quiet. No problems topside through Silver Spring and 270. Here we come through Urbana, slowing down past the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
83 today, not too bad. Isolated showers, thunder showers late with increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunder showers are possible overnight tonight, but should be gone by Wednesday. Wednesday, cloudy, hot, humid. 93 will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Arlington, 63 in Rockville, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, Dr. Gridlock on a scathing Federal Metro report. At 7 o'clock this morning, there's a guy who may enter the presidential race now as an independent. Who is he? Does he have a chance? We'll talk to McKay Coppins from BuzzFeed about that. 7:15, our man in Rio is Steve Kastenbaum. He'll give us an update. And at 8:35, we'll talk to Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Another big day in the Olympics, and let's cut to the chase here on what you really care about, and that is the medal count. Who's got the most? And yes, it's the U.S. still, so far. I mean, listen, let's not get cocky. We don't always end up with the most medals, do we? 19 medals for the U.S., 5 gold, 7 silver, 7 bronze. Second place is China with 13, and Australia is in third place right now with 7.
That's a good start,
medals.
Though.
It is good. A very good start. It's because we're starting with swimming, and that always helps. But by the way, gymnastics, we're looking very good. Men's team was looking good into the all-around team competition, and then they just fell quite a bit yesterday and ended up out of medal contention. The Japanese took the gold. The U.S. finished in fifth place. Of course, the women's gymnastics team is looking like they're just going to roll. Could be a record-breaking year, not just with the team, but also with individuals. So looking forward to that, of course. Swimming, it was another really, really big day for swimming. Most notably, I think, the race that everyone had their eye on was a bit of a grudge match. And it's a grudge match that goes back sort of to the Cold War days, but this time instead of communism, it's drug testing that is sort of the impetus with the grudge match between the U.S. and Russia. And this specifically was between Lily King of the United States and Yulia Efimova. I believe I'm pronouncing her name right, and if not, well, I really don't care because they're not in our listening area. Because Yulia was actually banned from the sport very recently because of violating the doping policies.
Right.
And it was only through the grace of the International Swimming Organization that she was even allowed to compete in these Olympics. Lily King, during her qualifying race, she does this sort of, you remember how Dikembe Mutombo, after he blocks, he'd do wag the finger?
Not in my house.
Wag the finger thing like that, right? So that's sort of her signature deal. And so when she does a really good race or maybe breaks a record or personal best or something, after her race, she does the little finger wag.
Yeah.
Well, on Sunday during the qualifying heats, this Russian woman, Yulia Efimova, when she finished her qualifying heat, she did that. She stole her move.
She wagged her finger.
Which, of course, is kind of sort of a calling her out, right?
Yeah, it's like a mocking stealing somebody's thing. Move, right? Well, I mean, but hold it. But she stole it from the basketball.
Dikembe, but that's not the point.
Okay.
So, Dikembe's going to be angry? So, Lily King then, at a press conference after that,
right,
said, okay, it's on. And she basically edited out here. She says, listen, I don't even think she should be here. She shouldn't be racing. She's, she's been guilty of using steroids. She's, the only reason that she's here is because the swimming company, other track and field, Russians aren't going to be in track and field.
That's
because
right.
The Track and Field Association said no. So it got real. Well, yesterday was the showdown between the two of them, and the good guys won.
Lily King
won her gold in the 100-meter breaststroke, and it was an amazing. So that was sort of a back drama going on. Another sort of back drama going on, which is a little more fun, happened in the backstage there in the swimming competition, where they were showing the men getting ready for a qualifying heat. And so the camera shows Michael Phelps sitting there with a hood on, just sort of, looking like he's listening
to music.
He's in the
zone. And he's literally got his game face
on. And there's Australian sort of shadow boxing and dancing around. But basically doing what I would do to get ready for a show. I'm moving around. I'm full of piss and vinegar and all that stuff, right? And so the camera shows this guy jumping around, dancing around this Australian. And then it slowly zooms in on Michael Phelps' face. And Michael Phelps looks like he has just eaten a handful of nails. Yeah. I mean, his face, he looks like he's ready to go out.
Yeah, it's a scowl.
Oh,
it's a world-class scowl.
Well, it's been called Phelps face, and it became a Twitter trend immediately. Everyone was saying, what their Phelps, because everybody has a Phelps face.
I mean, when you see the look on his face, you wouldn't want to be his competitor, because, I mean, that is the look of determination. That is the look that I'm going to annihilate you.
As Time put it, Michael Phelps terrifies Twitter with his game face.
I've seen that face before.
Have you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't call it a Phelps face.
No, what do you call it?
I call it Hess face.
Oh, Bill Hess, our program director.
When we go in after the show and we have our meetings and we get yelled at, I've seen that face.
You know, it's funny, I never have those meetings with him. He's always very happy, smiley puppy dog with me.
Until you leave the room.
Wow, maybe you should just clean up your act, Brian.
Oh, you think so? You think that's it? Huh?
I think that's it. That's the only conclusion I can reach. Meanwhile, here comes our program director, Bill Hess, our big boss.
See, look, he's scowling in the window.
No, he's
right
happy.
Now.
He's on vacation.
Oh, that's right.
That's why you wanted to say that, because he's not here.
I know
today.
He's not listening.
So, which brings us to New Jersey Olympian Ibitaj Mohamed.
Mm-hmm.
Ibitaj Mohamed. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sounds good.
I believe it's Mohamed.
Yeah, you got that.
Did I get that right?
I think so.
This, of course, is the hijab-wearing female fencer.
Right.
Ooh, everybody just thinks is that. I mean, this is my problem.
She's the bee's knees.
Oh, she is the most. You would think that she is the most important athlete in the history of mankind. The way they have been promoting her, NBC and other entities have been promoting her. And I hate. This is what I hate about the Olympics, when they try to push a narrative down our throats and let us know that this is what you should be watching. This Ms. Mohamed, because she's a fencer and she wears a hijab. And I just want to say to NBC News,
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
And it didn't happen because great. She made it to the Olympics, but all anyone cares about is that she wears a scarf on her head, all right?
Yeah.
And she gave an interview over the weekend while in Rio, while representing our country, speaking to reporters as a goodwill ambassador for America as an athlete at the Olympics, saying, "I feel unsafe all the time in America."
Oh, my gosh.
I had someone follow me home from a practice and try to report me to the police in Manhattan, which, by the way, I'm sure happens to a lot of attractive young women in Manhattan. But, of course, she said in an international setting that it wasn't because she's an attractive young woman in Manhattan. No, it's because she wears a hijab. She feels unsafe in America because she's Muslim. That's what she said to reporters. Mm-hmm. And so she competed yesterday, and Hillary Clinton tweeted out a picture of her wearing her scarf saying, "She just made history as the first person to wear a hijab in competition in the Olympics," which, I mean, okay, fine. She made history because of something she wore on her head.
Right.
Well, an hour after Hillary Clinton tweeted that, she was eliminated from individual competition at
There's
the Olympics.
That. Okay.
But the important thing is she wore a scarf, on, her
scarf
head.
On her head.
And so I'm glad we have our priorities straight, Hillary Clinton.
It is 5:44.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com. Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military.
This week, seven teams whose cyber reasoning bots played in the Defense Advanced Research Project's Cyber Grand Challenge proved that machines by themselves could find and fix software safety problems in a simplified version of the code used everywhere, every day. The tournament, however, isn't the answer to all the cybersecurity problems. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, just starting to see a little bit of volume here for commuters on 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. Same story with 66 pushing through Manassas, 95 in Aquia and Woodbridge, 395. Great still across 14th Street Bridge. Good to see that. Coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway to go south on DC 295 with travel lanes reported open. Reminder again, today begins Safe Track Surge number 7. We'll have that for 10 days through August the 18th, where the Red Line trains will continuously single track between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, and the weekend road work will close the Red Line completely between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see clouds increase through this morning, this afternoon, about 83, not bad. A stray shower storm by this evening, and then maybe a round of showers and thunder showers overnight tonight, 76. Cloudy, hot, humid tomorrow, 93 will feel hotter with a heat index well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And you know, sometimes we have a lot of fun with Critter News, but this is a serious story. And it's news you need to hear about, because we have apparently some aggressive fox in the area.
Really?
Yeah, over in Fairfax County.
You mean the Real Housewives of WMAL?
No.
Boy, let me tell you, there are some aggressive foxes in that group. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I've heard.
That would be the...
No, I'm talking about the actual critter. A fox.
Right.
And apparently they may be not only aggressive, they may well be rabid. Over in Fairfax County, in the 8600 block of Kenilworth Drive, an 81-year-old woman in her front yard around 10 a.m., and she said she looked down, she felt something grab her ankle, and it was a fox. It was biting her ankle. And she said she started screaming, and the fox let go, but there was a standoff, and the fox kept lunging at her, and she was very afraid.
Well, wait, what was she doing when this fox...
She's just out working in her yard.
Grabbing her?
All right, well, maybe,
wandering her little, you know, petunias.
Going near his little den there, or going near the baby foxes or something.
You might think that was the case.
Yes,
but then a few minutes later, actually about 2 hours later, and a few blocks away, there was an 84-year-old man who's out in his yard in Venter Lane, and a fox came up and bit him. It may be the same fox.
Wow.
And so they think, look, do we know that the fox is rabid? No. But this is the kind of behavior exhibited when a fox is rabid.
I hear this story. I want to get on put my red velvet coat on, mount up, get the little hounds out there.
Oh.
And get the little brass bugle.
Yeah, there we go.
And we got to get our fox hunt going on.
That's right.
Can we do a fox hunt in Springfield?
I don't think so. I don't know, but I would say to you, be careful if you see a fox. I saw a fox this morning on the way to work.
Wow, there are a lot of foxes out there.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally about two blocks from the station here in Northwest DC.
Have you ever had an aggressive fox come after you, Brian?
No, I never have. Never have.
All right.
Yeah, sadly.
Just saying.
Listen, and here is this is my favorite.
Oh, wait, can we hear from Miss Nancy? We have the woman bit by the fox. I want to hear her.
Coming around, I felt something grab me around the ankle.
Yeah.
And I looked down, there was this fox. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen it anything. And then I started screaming, he let go. But he kept lunging at me, you know.
Guy kept lunging.
Wow.
I was terrified because he kept lunging, and I picked up the chair up there and put it in front of me.
Actually, she protected
by Miss Nancy in Springfield, Virginia.
You can imagine one of those little aluminum folding chairs.
Yeah,
she's fending off the fox.
Wow. And, you know, well, that's quite an image.
Miss Nancy, thank you.
All right.
That.
I just wanted to hear Miss Nancy.
Yeah.
No, we can't be done.
No, stop. Hold on, Rush.
Here, Rush has to wait.
More.
All right, go ahead.
Bees.
Yeah,
Oklahoma
we love the bees.
A guy in Oklahoma City. Well, this is the bee music.
Yeah.
Guy in Oklahoma City. He's going to sell some beehives,
mm-hmm.
and he goes to the Walmart parking lot.
Where else would you go to sell your beehives?
That's where you go if you're going to sell some bees. And he dropped one of the beehives. 10,000 bees escaped, and people were being stung everywhere. And so they had to make an emergency call. This is probably the only time you ever get this if you're a beekeeper, but they had an emergency call to a beekeeper.
Sure.
To come in and wrangle up.
He's got to slide down the pole.
I don't know what they do.
Put on the little mask.
It's like the Ghostbusters. They arrive.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
And they take care of the bees.
Let's go to the Walmart parking lot and sell some beehives.
Sounds like a good idea, Joe.
Yeah, until you drop one. Now, it's time for old Rush.
Yeah,
Limbaugh.
If you think we don't want to go to Rush Limbaugh, you'd be mistaken.
551. In what's being called an extraordinary ruling, the state of New Jersey has overturned the will of voters who twice voted no on spending increases. Illegal immigration plays a role in this story. Now, here's what happened. Voters in New Jersey's Freehold Borough voted down two referendums that would allow a school expansion to relieve overcrowding. Overcrowding caused by the growing number of children who are here illegally. That's part of the surge of illegal minors that Obama and Homeland Security encouraged, knowing it would cause this kind of upheaval. In the Freehold School District, we're talking 500 children in just three schools. Now, the issue was brought before an administrative law judge. He basically said, screw the will of the voters. We need to expand the education budget anyway. The state's education commissioner, David Hespe, agreed, so the two of them decided by themselves that $32 million will be spent to accommodate children here illegally. The pain's going to be spread out. New Jersey taxpayers will pick up 85% of this. The locals in Freehold will pick up the remaining 15% on top of the taxes they already pay. Now, these American citizens are being told that their laws don't matter, and even worse, that their votes now don't matter. Just like California, they'll pick up the costs of illegality, like it or not. They have no voice, they have no vote, and they are not allowed to govern themselves when liberals are in charge.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't.
No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security. Now, I know during the month of August, you're thinking about the kids going back to school, but also take a moment to make sure your home or business is secure. Ackerman Security's been doing that with a guaranteed response time for over 4 decades. Here's something else to think about. If you want to be able to get screenshots, video clips, know when people enter or exit your home or business, you can do that with Ackerman's Total Connect. You can also adjust lights, locks, and thermostats through a smartphone or tablet. It's very high-tech, and it costs just a few dollars more than their base $19.95 a month monitoring fee. I can't recommend Ackerman Security enough. They do security better than anyone else because security is all they do. With a guaranteed response time, great customer service, and certified monitoring, Ackerman makes sure you are always safe and protected. So make the switch and save. Call Ackerman at 888-999-1070. Mention you heard this ad on WMAL and get up to 3 months of free monitoring if you call in the month of August. Call now and save. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com. It is 5:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, we're getting a little bunched up. Looks like we have a fender bender here. Eastbound 66 as you come up to 28 Centerville. It's right along that exit ramp along the right side. So distraction for everyone pushing slowly now through Manassas. The Beltway looks great, though. Annandale Tyson's just a brief delay topside pushing through Silver Spring. Here we come through town. DC 295. A lot of our morning commuters take this stretch south on 295. Seeing those delays before you even get to Burroughs. Heading past Benning and down toward East Capitol Street. DDOT says lanes are all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Changes will include heat and humidity as we head through the next few days. Increasing clouds today. Maybe an isolated storm late, 83 into the 90s tomorrow. And more humid. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft.
At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. LifeLock.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Coming up on WMAL.
How's that Metro surge going for you? We'll talk to Dr. Gridlock.
All